and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading The Three Little Gnomes in the Forest. There was a man whose wife died, and a woman whose husband died, and the man had a daughter, and the woman also had a daughter. The girls knew each other, and one day took a walk together. Afterward, they went to the woman's house, and she said to the man's daughter, "Listen, tell your father I want to marry him. Then you shall wash yourself in milk every morning and drink wine, while my daughter will wash herself in water and drink water." The maiden went home and told her father what the woman had said. The man responded, "What shall I do? Marriage is both joy and torture." Finally, since he could not reach a decision, he took off a boot and said, "Take this boot. It's got a hole in the sole. Carry it up to the loft, hang it on a big nail, and pour water into it. If it holds the water, I'll get married again. But if it leaks, I won't." The maiden did as she was told, but the water drew the hole together, and the boot became full to the brim. The daughter informed her father how everything turned out. Then he climbed up into the loft to see for himself, and when he saw she was right, he went to the widow and courted her. Soon after, the wedding took place. On the day after the wedding, when the two girls got up, the man's daughter had milk to wash herself and wine to drink, while the woman's daughter had water to wash herself and water to drink. On the second morning, both the girls had water to wash themselves and water to drink. On the third morning, the man's daughter had water to wash herself and water to drink, while the woman's daughter had milk to wash herself and wine to drink. And that's the way it remained. The woman became her stepdaughter's most bitter enemy and tried to think of ways to make it worse for her from one day to the next. Moreover, she was envious because her stepdaughter was beautiful and lovely, and her own daughter was ugly and gruesome. Once, when it was winter, everything was frozen over as hard as a rock, and hill and dale were covered with snow. The woman made a dress out of paper, called her stepdaughter to her, and said, "Now put on this dress, go into the forest, and fetch me a basket of strawberries. I've got a craving for them." "Good Lord," the girl said, "strawberries don't grow in winter. The ground is frozen, and everything's covered with snow. Besides, why do you want me to go in a paper dress? It's so cold outside that my breath will freeze. The wind will blow right through the dress, and the thorns will tear it off my body." "You have some nerve talking back to me," the stepmother said. "Get going, and don't show your face around here again until you have the basket filled with strawberries." Then she gave her a little piece of hard bread and said, "You can use this as food for the day." All the while, she thought, "She'll starve and freeze to death out there, and I won't ever have to lay eyes on her again." The maiden was obedient, so she put on the paper dress and went out with a little basket. There was nothing but snow as far as the eye could see, not even a blade of green grass. When she reached the forest, she saw a small cottage, and three little gnomes were looking out the window. She wished them a good day and knocked politely at the door. "Come in," they cried out. She entered the room and sat down on the bench near the stove, since she wanted to warm herself and eat her breakfast. The three gnomes said, "Give us some, too." "Gladly," she replied. She divided the bread in two and gave them half. "What are you doing out here in the forest during the winter, walking about in such a little dress?" they asked. "Oh," she answered, "I'm supposed to look for strawberries, and I'm not supposed to return home until I've gathered a basketful." After she had eaten her bread, they gave her a broom and said, "Sweep the snow away from the back door." Once she was outside, the three gnomes began talking among themselves. "What should we give her for being so polite and kind and sharing her bread with us?" "She shall become more and more beautiful each day that passes. This is my gift," said the first one. "Each time she utters a word, gold pieces shall fall out of her mouth. This is my gift," said the second. "A king shall come and take her for his wife. This is my gift," said the third. Meanwhile, the maiden did as the gnomes had asked and swept the snow away from the back of the house. And what do you think she found? There were lots of ripe, dark red strawberries shooting out of the ground. In her joy, she filled her basket with them. Then she thanked the little men by shaking hands with each of them and ran home to her stepmother, bringing her what she had demanded. As the maiden entered the house and said, "Good evening," a piece of gold fell right out of her mouth. Then she explained what had happened to her in the forest, and with each word she uttered, gold pieces fell out of her mouth until soon the entire room was covered with gold. "Just look how arrogant she is," her stepsister exclaimed, "the way she throws money around." But secretly, the stepsister was envious and wanted to go into the forest and look for strawberries too. "No, no, my dear little daughter," her mother said. "It's too cold, and you could freeze to death." However, her daughter gave her no peace, and finally her mother had to yield. She sewed a magnificent fur coat to wear and gave her bread and butter and cake to take with her. The maiden went into the forest and headed straight for the little cottage. The three gnomes were looking out the window once again, but she did not greet them. Instead, she tramped right into their house, sat down by the stove, and began eating her cake without even glancing at them or saying good day. "Give us some," the little men cried out. But she answered, "It's not even enough for me, so how could you expect me to give you anything?" When she had finished eating, they said to her, "Here's a broom. Go outside and sweep around the back door so it's clean." "Do your own sweeping," she responded. "I'm not your maid." When she saw that they were not going to give her anything, she went out the door, and the three gnomes began talking among themselves. "What should we give her for being so naughty and having such a wicked and greedy heart that makes her so stingy?" "She shall grow uglier with each day that passes. This is my gift," said the first one. "Each time she utters a word, a toad shall spring out of her mouth. This will be my gift," said the second. "She will die a miserable death. This will be my gift," said the third. Meanwhile, the maiden looked for strawberries outside, and when she could not find any, she went home in a bad mood. As she opened her mouth to tell her mother what had happened in the forest, a toad sprang out of her mouth with each word she uttered, causing everyone to be repulsed by her. Now the stepmother was even more disturbed than before, and could only think of how she might be able to hurt her husband's daughter, who was getting more beautiful day by day. Finally, she took a kettle, put it on the fire, and boiled some yarn in it. When the yarn was boiled, she hung it on the poor maiden's shoulders, gave her an axe, and ordered her to go to the frozen river, where she was to chop a hole and rinse the yarn. Since she was obedient, the maiden went to the river and began chopping the hole in the ice. While she was in the middle of chopping the hole, a splendid coach with a king inside came driving by. The coach stopped, and the king asked, "Who are you, my child, and what are you doing here?" "I'm a poor maiden, and I'm rinsing yarn." The king felt sorry for her, and when he saw how beautiful she was, he said, "Would you like to ride with me in my coach?" "Oh, yes, with all my heart," she replied, for she was glad to get as far away as possible from her mother and sister. So she climbed into the coach and drove away with the king, and when they got to his castle, the wedding was celebrated with great pomp, and this would not have happened if it were not for the gifts of the three gnomes. After a year had passed, the young queen gave birth to a son, and when the stepmother heard about her great fortune, she went to the castle with her daughter, as if she wanted to pay a visit. However, when the king left the castle, and no one else was there, the evil woman seized the queen by her head, and the daughter grabbed her by the feet. They lifted her from the bed and threw her right out the window into the river flowing by the castle. Then the ugly daughter lay down in the bed, and the old woman pulled the covers over her head. When the king came back home and wanted to speak to his wife, the old woman cried out, "Hush, hush, now's not the time. She's in a terrible sweat. You must let her rest today." The king did not suspect any mischief and came again the next day. When he began talking with his wife and she answered, there were toads springing out of her mouth with each word she uttered, not the pieces of gold that usually fell out. So he asked what all this meant, and the old woman said this came from the terrible sweating and would soon go away. During the night, however, a kitchen boy saw a duck swimming through the drain, and it said, "King, my king, what are you doing? Are you awake, or might you be sleeping?" When the boy did not answer, the duck said, "Are all my guests now sound asleep?" Then the kitchen boy answered, "Yes, indeed, you can't hear a peep." Then she asked again, "How about that baby of mine?" He replied, "Oh, he's asleep and doing just fine." Finally, the duck assumed the shape of the queen, went upstairs, nursed the baby, plumped up his little bed, covered him, and returned to the drain, where she swam away as a duck. This happened the next night, too, and on the third night she said to the kitchen boy, "Go and tell the king to take his sword and swing it 3 times over my head on the threshold." The kitchen boy ran and told the king, who came with his sword and swung it 3 times over the ghost. At the third time, his wife appeared before him, alive and as well as ever before. Now the king was exceedingly happy, but he kept the queen hidden in a room until Sunday, when their child was to be baptized. When he was baptized, the king said, "What does a person deserve who drags someone out of his bed and throws him into the water? The scoundrel deserves nothing better than to be put into a barrel studded with nails on the inside," said the old woman, "and then he should be rolled down the hill into the water."
"You have pronounced your own sentence," said the king.
He ordered a barrel like that to be fetched, and the old woman and her daughter were put inside. The lid was hammered on, and the barrel was rolled down the hill into the river. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on Magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other episodes, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.